Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Me and Joe went to the movies. Joe bought himself some popcorn. I bought myself some jujubes. We seen a movie. It was, like, long. Well, the paragraph I just read you is bad in so many ways, but I shared it to illustrate that the way many of us speak the King's English is not exactly what the King might have intended. I'm not suggesting we go back to the days when the exclamation of choice was, forsooth! But we have modernized our beautiful language to the point that it's sometimes unrecognizable. A mild disclaimer here, I'm okay that we call each other dude, even though the original meaning of dude has been swallowed up in the name of rampant coolness. It's not unlike our overuse of the word suck. If something is really bad, we say, well, that sucks. I'm not talking here about deliberate and pervasive ignorance of correct grammar and sentence construction. Sometimes we all just get careless, including people who should know better. As long as we get our basic meaning across to our reader or listener, what's the big deal, they ask. Let me share an example of why it is a big deal. I saw a headline on a news channel that said this, quote, Nancy Guthrie, comma, Sheriff Chris Nano hit with $1 million lawsuit, end quote. It was a report on the disappearance of TV news personality Savannah Guthrie's mother. But the headline violated a basic tenet of grammar, mainly, do not be careless with the almighty comma. By placing a comma after Nancy Guthrie's name, the headline flat out states that Nancy Guthrie and Sheriff Nano have jointly been sued for $1 million. Who would do such a thing during the Guthrie family's time of turmoil and anguish? The culprit here? It's not the guy doing time in the slammer. It's the comma. Putting a comma after Nancy Guthrie's name changes everything. The lawsuit was filed by an inmate at the sheriff's jail. The inmate was unhappy with allegedly unhealthy conditions and poor oversight. He obviously took advantage of the notoriety of Nancy Guthrie's disappearance to call attention to his grievances. The inmate, did not sue Nancy Guthrie. Her name is on the headline only to make clear which sheriff has been sued. Oh, it's the Nancy Guthrie sheriff. Okay, I get it. But putting a comma after her name destroyed the clarity and the context and made it sound like she's a party to the lawsuit. I see this sort of thing all the time, and I blame the modern age of computers and the immediacy they provide. Context is often lost in the interest of speed. Language does not stand still, and I'm not suggesting it should. Email, text messaging, Facebook posts and responses, and collaborative documents have reshaped written communication. Writing something swiftly now competes with writing it precisely. One predictable result of all that is the fact that boundaries between spoken and written language have blurred. I'm guilty of it myself. I don't understand why we can't have writing that is both swiftly assembled and correctly presented. I wish I could fix that, but I can't, and that's upsetting. Sorry, dude, that sucks.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.